As always on Wednesdays, we get caught up with county government, and our good friend is County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Marty, we know you're busy as well.
Absolutely. It's a busy time in real estate, but right now it's also a very busy time with county government because it seems no matter what, just as soon as you think you have one problem solved, here comes another challenge. So,
I don't want to be pedantic here, but I do want to ask you, there are differences between challenges and problems, correct?
Well, this one is, there's some hiccups along the way, but we believe that the public, once they get all of the information and get involved here, hopefully the public will be supportive of this particular issue. But here's the hiccup. We weren't even told, this has to do with our Youth Services Bureau and our youth shelter. And this is certainly, the hiccup was not of their making. But the county commissioners signed an agreement a year ago, February 14th of 2017, with Kevin Robling, and we all have heard his name recently, having to do with putting together a study, a feasibility study, about what would be the need and the space requirements and so forth to correct our youth shelter situation, because we have an older building toward the front that is in really poor condition, and they're talking about shaking that down.
For people that don't know about the Youth Services Bureau or the shelter, give me a quick thumbnail tour on what it is, who it serves, and why we're looking to advance this.
Right, and to just finish off that part that I was saying before I start giving the history, they got that information back in July.
But of
they've
last
been
year?
Sitting in July of 2017, and they've been sitting on this request since July, and we didn't even get the information until Monday, and they're wanting us to ask intelligent questions Tuesday night. We're still getting information Tuesday. And that just is not fair.
I don't understand how that process works.
Well, neither do we, because the agreement with Kevin Robling's group was that the county council would be involved or informed on a regular basis throughout the entire work effort if required. And that was back a year ago in February. They get the information in July. We hadn't been involved during that time and not involved since, had not been shown any of this information, and voila, it lands on our desk Monday and Tuesday. So that's not the way we should work together, and this is not just coming from me.
What is Kevin Robling's official title in all of this, and why does he have so much control of disseminating this information?
Well, and the county commissioners. Well, the county commissioners gave him the control. He has a company called GSD. You might ask what GSD stands for.
Yes.
Because I haven't been able to figure it out. Somebody said it means get done. But I don't know. Guess that would be a question he could answer. But at any rate, we shouldn't let that hiccup there, which is a rather big one, get in the way of actually what we need to do for the youth shelter. So a little background information about our youth shelter and about Youth Services Bureau. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, I don't really know for certain when it started, but we had a youth shelter in a rented building. I believe that building might have belonged to the university. But at any rate, we were going to start looking at some other way to provide overnight shelter or emergency shelter for the youth here in Monroe County who just suddenly needed a safe place to go to. And so that is when the county decided that they would build their own youth shelter. And that was funded out of that frozen levy, the property tax, and funded for our youth shelter. and it's now called the Morris Binkley. It's called Binkley House. And that revenue then coming in from property tax. Well, then we get going on. That was like 20-some years ago, early 90s when that happened. And so the building is old and needing renovation and new roof and all kinds of things. That's the building that will be renovated, not the one to the front, which is a very old house that evidently will be torn down. However, back to the history, what happened was then there were those who went to the state and said, we want an income tax, a special purpose income tax to cover building a detention facility. And so that legislation went through, and that there was.
So we went from a shelter to a detention facility.
No.
Okay, I want to make sure that's clear.
That's what the legislation said. That this income tax could be used for operation and maintenance of a detention facility or other facilities that provide you services. So when we got that back, and there was a move toward approving that income tax, there was also a movement to say we don't want a detention center. And even though a lot of people found fault with me, I pushed hard not to have a detention facility. Because I think if you put your money into lockup, that's where your emphasis will be. And there were others who thought I was not being fair, and then many others who said, that's right, we don't want to insist on detention. We want to provide treatment. So that income tax then was used to provide the services there at the youth shelter, and it was taken off of the property tax, and all of that responsibility was moved over to the income tax. Now, that's different from the income tax that the city is in control of with the Income Tax Council, that new additional tax for public safety. This special purpose tax is only for youth services. So fast forward then into, okay, here's some different pots of money that we could go to help do all of the construction work that needs to be done and renovate the existing building, because you can imagine over years things need
fall
to be
apart.
Redone, and you know, you have to have things done. So you have to look at what pot of money you can go to provide these services to get this construction done. Now, the report says, at the bottom of the report, it says that the project cost estimate is going to be between $2.8 million and $3.2 million. Now, that's a big ticket item, but it's
large.
It's huge. And for them to, the county commissioners, to throw this at us, and, you know, they weren't even at our meeting last night, and probably because they knew many of us were not happy to not be a part of the conversation during this whole time.
What is the disconnect? Why is there such a, why didn't this information come to you in July or August or September? Why is it coming to you at this time? And why are you expected to make such decisions about such piles of money in such a short time frame?
Well, what were we busy doing the last half of last year?
Annexation.
Amen. Well,
that was up to July, and then you had budgets and everything else to go with
it. It was that whole great big food and beverage tax.
Well, there you go.
And, the commissioners had to get one thing done before we moved on to something else, and they weren't going to tell us what something else was. And that's what it looks like. I don't know. I mean, everybody can make up their own mind, but
so
if they're sitting on this information in July, and they had it and didn't share it with us, until the end of February, and they want us to vote on $200,000+ to kick it off in March, that's not fair to the public, because it's not the county council's money, and it's not the county commissioner's money, and it's not the youth shelter's money. It is the people's money. It's public dollars. And it, for years, the public has been very supportive of our Youth Services Bureau
sure.
and all the services provided. And we want to make sure that the public is drawn into this and buys into this and understands the need for these things so that they can continue to be supportive. Nobody likes a last-minute, oh, gotcha thing, just vote on it and be done. And so we want to make sure this information gets out to the public and let them know where the dollars are going to come from and why it is that we need to do this and the services that will be provided. And I think that can happen, but we just have to get on it really pretty quick to make sure people understand. And so I'm the council attorney is supposed to be getting some information online on the county's webpage so that people can go on there and look to see what's going to happen and what's going to be presented. And the public should have an opportunity to really come forward, ask questions, make suggestions, and take a look at the flow of money.
Yeah, that's the key, because it's their money. Now, is this project around $3 million, 2.8, 3.2. Well, we'll just call it $3 million in the middle. Is this for expansion? Is this for?
It's for renovating the present space that we have, which, you know, is in desperate need of reorganizing and refurbishing and so forth, including the kitchen area and the HVAC and the roof and
okay.
all of the expenses of the existing shelter. Remember, we're talking about not just the shelter portion, but the whole youth services portion, which is the Youth Services Bureau. Then there will be a proposed expansion of, I think it said about 10,000 square feet.
Well, I was going to say, for $3 million, that's a nice paint job for $3 million. So there's
yeah,
got to be,
right.
some,
there's
gotta be something in here that's going on.
Right. It's going to be a larger expansion. There's supposed
well, there's
to be
the expansion.
A smaller gymnasium. There's supposed to be meeting spaces to be able to meet with parents or other groups who are, you know, having problems with juveniles.
Who
so
does
forth.
The Youth Bureau, Youth Services Bureau service? Is it Monroe County? Is it regional? Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, ours is Monroe County. However, what we will see is that youth shelter, and these are reports I've asked for, and we need to get those reports. We have a 15-bed youth shelter that it's coeducational, so I don't know how many beds on average is female or on average is male, how many on, you know, we need to see the report. How many nights has it been Monroe County kids there, and how many nights has it been kids from other counties that come there? Which ones were parental placements? Because for a parental placement, there is no charge, or at least there hadn't been in the past. I don't think there is. If it's just called a safe placement, or if a child just comes in and says, I have no place to go, there's no charge there. However, if another county or a Department of Child Services should place a child there, then there is a per diem charge that the old, what used to be called the Welfare Department of Child Services, and it wouldn't only be Monroe County, it would be from other counties, who could ask for a placement there, and that for that we get revenue. So
what
do we
just
send
them a bill for being there? Is that what happens?
Right.
Okay.
They pay so
well,
much.
I just
want to
make
night.
Sure that we're not making this for a nice regional center, and we're not getting paid back for our visitors we get.
Right, and that's exactly why I asked the question about show us how many are from other counties, how many are from here, because the per diem that we receive certainly does not cover the expense of operating and to grow this.
And you don't want to be in the business of filling it just to make quote unquote money off of it. That doesn't seem like a solid business plan.
Right, and I do not think that's what the courts would be asking for. Remember, Judge Galvin is very involved with this, as well as Vicki Tevenall, who's been involved with county government for years, is now the director there at the youth shelter. However, we need to look at those numbers so the public sees those numbers as well. And we need to look at the projection of what's going to cost to operate and maintain this additional space. Because, I mean, after all, you pull on an extra 10,000 square feet.
That's a lot of room.
That doesn't just get maintained by itself. These are additional expenses for heating and cooling and so forth. And I understand the people just want this done. They don't want to look at the budget and the revenue, but that's the county council's job, and that's the reason why we should have been involved from the get-go, so we could have had these questions answered early on instead of, like, everybody scrambling here at the last minute. For instance, in this projection, they're talking about, well, there would be between about $200,000 expenses just to start the advertising of the financing. I shouldn't say the advertising, but the financing cost. Well, why would we put $200,000 approximately into a dark hole? For what? When we can do this with cash. And let me explain where some cash would come from. Years ago, we paid for treatment services, the Department of Child Services. That was on local taxes. And there were a lot of other state expenses paid by the state and so forth. But then many years ago, the state said, we're going to take over that welfare budget. You don't have to pay for it anymore. And that was at the same time that they took over the juvenile placements in Department of Corrections. They did say you have to keep the detention expenses and you can add on to taxes for that. But you can't ever move those detention expenses have to be paid for out of county general. But when they took over that Department of Child Services, there was money left over in there that we taxpayers had paid for services here in Monroe County. And so we got that back. And we were told by the state, you can either put that in your county general fund or you can put it in a rainy day or whatever. Well, I pushed hard to make certain that those dollars that Monroe County taxpayers had paid for youth services would go into a special savings account that could only be used for youth services. And that has been sitting there. It takes five votes to get a penny of that out. So that is still sitting there. Some of it has been spent, but there's still $1,129,000 there. So we can use that toward this project.
Well, that's what else would you use it for would be my question.
Well, we could use it for other services for juveniles. But
okay.
We've been trying to save this back for a very specific reason. And then, I was talking about the Department of Child Services. They pay so much per night for a youth to stay there, whether it's youth from Monroe County or some other county, if it is placed by the courts and for Department of Child Services. So we have, pardon me, I'm trying to feed my dog as we're talking, so she'll shut up.
Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. She pops in from the county council every Wednesday. And when we're talking about this timeline moving forward, this sounds like a project that is going to happen, but you and the council just want to make sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted when we're talking about $3 million being tossed around, correct? That's what it really comes down to.
Well, it looks like, and what I want to make sure is that I'm going to try really hard to make a big push that we pay cash for it, that we don't go to the taxpayer and say, here, we want additional taxes, because when you can prove that you've got the revenue right there.
Yeah, I'm with you. What are you saving it for if you're not going to use it for a project of this magnitude? It seems like that makes sense.
And there's almost $1.7 million that's saved back in that per diem fund that from the Department of Child Services. So you add those together, and you're very close to having the money that we need to do this. And why should we spend money on interest when we have a saved back?
I would agree with that. One more thing before we let you go. We know you're busy and the dogs bark. And the county fair is going to start on June 30th this year. That's big news, isn't it?
It really is, and I'm also wondering, though, what's it going to do? Will the crops be ready, or maybe they'll be... I know I don't raise animals other than a little Bichon puppy dog, so I don't know exactly when's the right time, but those folks know what they're doing. So
the fair board decided they're going to run the fair from June 30th to July 8th. Rather than the usual late July to early August, because kids are back in school by then. So that's what it is. And, yep, it sounds like they're going to juggle. You've got the 4th of July holiday in there, plus the fireworks at the fairgrounds. Well, that makes perfect sense if people are going to be out there before and after. That's probably a great way to help with that to go on. So it's a new change, and it's an exciting change.
Except that you can't have fireworks while the animals are there.
I bet not.
I don't know what they'll do about that, but they're working on it, and kudos for them that they don't have the kind of mess up that happened last time. And I just really think there'll be a lot of people really enjoy it, because too much of it happens when the kids are going to be off.
Well, and also,
State Fair or whatever.
If you give me two choices of when the weather's going to be better, I would gamble on I'd gamble on early July than late July, early August. I think you get a better window on the weather as well. So we'll see how it works out. We'll see what happens. Get your dog fed, and we'll get caught up with you next Wednesday. How about that?
Sorry.
You're fine. No, good information as always. And we'll get caught up next Wednesday.
Thank you.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Again, $3 million. You've got to pay attention to these things, and that's what the county council is up to. And we thank Marty for her time here on a Wednesday morning, the final Wednesday of February.